E state zitta, che ne sai tutto quello che sento.
Buonasera amici e benvenuti a questa nuova puntata di Jet Lag qui negli studi di Radiofonica, in questa prima puntata di marzo, questo marzo direi molto caldo per il momento. E quest'oggi c'è una puntata direi speciale perché abbiamo avuto con noi degli ospiti, dei ragazzi direttamente da più parti d'Europa, in cui abbiamo fatto due ore diciamo di lezione con anche una professoressa direttamente dall'Estonia e con anche la nostra Rossella, tutte queste lezioni tenute ben, appunto in inglese. E niente, questa puntata oggi appunto si terrà tutta in inglese e quindi lasciatemi subito introdurre i nostri ospiti, che vengono direttamente dalla Francia e dalla Svezia, e poi ci sono altre appunto altre nazioni. Quindi so basically let's start speak in English. Welcome Victoria. Yeah, don't worry, I mean like, and also if you want to introduce yourself.
Dimitri, Sweden in the house, what's up?
Hi guys, welcome to this new episode of Radiofonica. So we are very happy and like to have you here. And so like let me introduce also Rossella, that is also with me here beside me.
Hello everyone. So ready to start? First question, we would really like to know something more about your experience here in Perugia. What are you attending here? We know you are following an international project. Can you tell us something more about that?
Yes, we are here for exchange of learning and teaching strategies about the media literacy. It means we are on a training course and learning how to view media critically.
That's it. So what is your background? What have you studied? Are you actually attending university?
Well, actually I'm studying digital sound engineering in Sweden, which means I can do recording and stuff like that. Also, I work with youth in the southern part of Sweden. I do recording with youth and we create some artists. So, yeah. And I do music myself.
Perfect. And you, Victoria?
Yeah, well, I'm currently doing a gap year, but last year I was in an Erasmus in Germany for 1 year.
That's very nice.
Yeah, that was very nice.
And guys, let's speak about like the project. The project is called Talents, and is a project like that is based in here in Perugia. That basically this project collaborates with an agency, media communication agency, that is called Superficie 8. So do you want to speak about that? Like,
what is that?
Okay.
It sounds like something commercial.
No, I think it is about the project, the aim. What are you actually doing here? Explain to our
listeners.
Okay,
that's the question. So, we are here to learn how to view media critically. We are here to learn how to write and read the media literacy. It means we can distinguish, the basic media you hear and the media that actually is not taking profit. So we can talk about, I don't know, I'm not allowed to talk about this because, okay, yes, we are here to learn how to see what's happening in the media world, because media works for the money and the NGOs work for some other purposes, you see.
So at the end of this training course, what would you do?
We will be able to view media critically. We will be able to see the fallacies that is in the newspapers and the news on TV, for example, and we can make our own conclusions about the channels we are seeing.
And hopefully, maybe, promote independent media across the world.
Of course.
Such as college radios. I'm just talking about one media, just let's make an example, Radiofonica, that is now hosting this radio show. Okay, but apart from this, can you tell us something more specific about what's going on? Is there something that really has shocked you about this course, or something that has really touched you?
The thing is, media wants to make money. There is no room for people like, there is room, but we have to fight for our survival. Because media, the general media is taking all the room and not letting anyone in if you don't have money. So we have to fight for our right to survive.
And someone else would say, fight for the right to party.
Yeah, yeah, and we can make a song about it. Oh, I mean, there's already a song. So.
Okay, so I think it's right time for a song, don't you think?
via, via, vieni via di qui. Niente più ti lega a questi luoghi, neanche questi fiori azzurri. Via, via, neanche questo tempo grigio, pieno di musica e di uomini che ti son piaciuti. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, good luck my baby, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, I'd remove you, chips, chips,
da-ti-do-di-do. Rieccoci amici, questa puntata di Jet Lag, di nuovo con i nostri ospiti da tutte le parti d'Europa. In questo momento siamo qui con Osvaldo e con Cius, direttamente dall'Argentina e da Barcellona, direttamente quindi dalla Catalogna. Vogliamo farvi, se, cari ascoltatori, mettervi alla prova, perché se prima abbiamo parlato in inglese, ora ci accingeremo a parlare in spagnolo e un po' in italiano, perché Cius parla italiano e con Osvaldo parleremo in spagnolo. Entonces Osvaldo, podemos empezar contigo? Y nada, que hablamos un poco del día de lo que ha habido aquí hoy. ¿Te ha gustado este día aquí con nosotros, con Radiofónica?
Sí, la verdad es que sí, es muy interesante saber y enterarse de que aquí se están haciendo este tipo de proyectos universitarios que son muy abarcativos y que intentan dar lugar al estudiante, aquel que está empezando a entrar en el mundo profesional, ¿no?
Claro, claro. De hecho, yo me siento parte de Radiofónica y puedo decirte que es verdad. Estoy mejorando mucho a mí mismo. Entonces, y bueno, quiero decirte una cosa, que me encanta tu acento argentino que tiene la sh. Y de todo modo, podemos pasar a Cius. Possiamo farlo in italiano. Cius, benvenuto anche a te.
Grazie mille.
Prego, prego. Rossella, vuoi fare qualche domanda a Cius?
Ma io chiedo la stessa cosa che ho chiesto anche agli altri ragazzi. Cosa ti ha colpito di questa giornata passata insieme, finora?
Finora credo che sia stata un ritrovamento di tutte le differenti culture. E oggi abbiamo fatto questa visita e credo che è una esperienza molto brava per capire dall'esteriore, no, come si fa la cosa all'Italia e concretamente a Perugia, no? E noi partecipiamo in questo programma con other partners and Osvaldo e me facciamo lavoro in l'audiovisuale sociale e stiamo facendo un'alleanza con MM Profuture, che è l'altro partner alla Spagna, e per questa ragione è molto interessante per noi come i giovani stanno facendo la sua proiezione nella rete sociale e come possiamo verso le Instagram, le Facebook, fare qualcuno la proiezione propria, no? Credo che è molto interessante.
Assolutamente molto interessante. Com'è interessante il fatto che comunque tu parli italiano e tra l'altro ci hai comunicato che lo hai fatto da solo, hai imparato l'italiano da solo. Ci vuoi raccontare un attimo questa cosa, visto che appunto non hai fatto nessun Erasmus, ma da autodidatta, come tu dici. Come è avvenuto? Hai anche questa passione per l'italiano?
Ah, perché io sono un innamorato della cultura italiana. Prima di fare il mio studio alla scuola di cinema di Catalogna, ho studiato tutte le lettere, ok? Soprattutto ho leggiuto a Dante, Petrarca, Boccaccio.
Mamma mia!
E dopo la faccio in tradizione perché la cultura italiana mi piace un sacco, lo sai? Voi sei molto affortunato di avere questa storia e di poter fare tutto questo cambiamento culturale.
Ottimo, certo. E un'altra domanda, potremmo volvere a spagnola, entonces así que podéis entender. Y vosotros dos, de hecho tenéis una asociación de cine, ¿no?
Sí,
bueno. ¿Queréis hablar un poco de esa cosa?
Concretamente es una asociación sin fines de lucro que se llama CREARSA. CREARSA significa Creación de Responsabilidad Social Audiovisual. Nosotros trabajamos el audiovisual social desde el punto de vista de intentar crear un impacto positivo en la sociedad, tratando de comunicar aquellas cosas que normalmente no tienen un acceso a los medios de comunicaciones habituales.
¿Puedes hacer un ejemplo práctico?
Sí, sí, sí. Por ejemplo, una ONG contacta con nosotros, o nosotros contactamos con la ONG, hablamos acerca de lo que ellos necesitan comunicar, qué tipo de proyectos necesitan comunicar, y a partir de ahí elaboramos conjuntamente un plan, una estrategia para realizar audiovisuales que comuniquen los proyectos. Por ejemplo, en el 2014 me tocó ir personalmente a Bolivia, a Cochabamba concretamente, con una ONG que hace reinserción de niños de la calle.
¿Cómo?
Reinserción de niños de la calle, pero no reinserción en general, sino reinserción con sus familias. Tratan de que el niño de la calle, a través de ellos, vuelva con alguien de su familia. Que no vaya a un hospicio normal, sino que vuelva con algún tío, abuelo, hermana, alguien que se haga cargo de estos niños. Y, por ejemplo, con ellos elaboramos la idea de realizar una webserie que finalmente se concretó en 6 capítulos de 5 minutos cada uno, más una serie de clips extras que iban comunicando todas las partes de...
Claro, de promoción social.
Exacto, para luego comunicarlo a través de redes sociales.
Claro, para enseñar un problema, para enseñar un hecho que en Bolivia probablemente es muy difundido, ¿no?
Sí, 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 es muy típico.
Bueno, entonces podemos ir en pausa y vai con la próxima música.
Che sferza il suo lamento sulla ghiaia del viale del tramonto, alla maca gelata che ha perso il suo gazebo, guaire la stagione andata all'ombra del lampione San Susì.
Che cos'è l'amore? Eccoci nuovo ragazzi, e questa puntata di marzo di Radiofonica, qui ancora con i nostri ragazzi direttamente da tutte le parti d'Europa, e in questo momento abbiamo qui con noi Misha direttamente dalla Svezia e Paul dalla Francia. So, let's get back with the English language and let's start with Paul, that basically is the coordinator of this project, the exchange of learning and teaching strategies, media literacy in adult education. So yes. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you. Hello. Yes, it's a 1 year and a half project that seeks to develop media literacy in adult education, and especially to reinforce international networking by sharing best practices in media literacy to counter radicalization, because today in Europe we have a problem with radicalization on different sides. Yes, we have young people who are radicalized and they are inclined towards terrorism, but on the other hand we also have many problems with extreme right parties that are raising, so there are different polarities, and it's an important question and issue to be solved. And for this kind of, to address this issue, this kind of project is implemented for 6 partners from different corners of Europe, from Sweden, Estonia, France, Spain, Malta, in order to bring people who work in media literacy and after to educate them in order that they become multipliers of the newly acquired knowledge in the future, to spread this information and to raise the level of media literacy in the society.
That's very nice. But I mean, I want to ask you, like, if you want to talk about yourself, like, I mean, why are you the coordinator? Why do you want to do this kind? Why do you like to promote this kind of project? And what did you study? I mean, if you want to introduce yourself about like your past, has you arrived here in this?
Well, I work for an NGO which is called Mitra France. We are based in Nice, and the idea to create an NGO came several years ago, because we were, as an informal group, mainly regrouping French speakers and also Russian speakers coming from different countries from the former Soviet Union. And after we registered an NGO, and because we were implementing different projects about media and multimedia. So it's our topic that we work with because it's interesting. It's also quite easy to bring people together working on media issues because sometimes when we work with audiovisual, it's very understandable around the world and we can promote our message and our calls through media and multimedia activities.
That's really nice, really nice. And what about you, Misha? Like, if you want to introduce yourself.
Yep, hi all. I am Misha. I am representing Sweden now. I have been working like Erasmus volunteer in Sweden for the last 11 months in Stockholm. My questions were mostly connected.
Sorry. Like, you are working as a Erasmus volunteering.
Yep.
Which kind of?
It's EVS volunteering, European volunteering.
ECN.
Service.
Like, I have been in ECN as well. So, like, we are colleagues. I didn't know about that. Cool. And then we're gonna speak about that. So, if you want to finish your interview.
Yes, actually, I can start from how I was volunteering. I found this possibility or project after looking for it like for half of the year. Then I choose something really suitable for me. I came to Stockholm. I started to work like a project manager. My work was connected with everything, connected with writing and analyzing about Erasmus+, drafting budgets, communication with partners, filling in applications, forms, travel reimbursements, and everything. So I can say that after these 11 months, I'm project manager of Erasmus+. I know how to write projects. I know how it works. And I'm, how to say, my last 2 years were full of Erasmus.
Wow, that's wonderful, actually outstanding. And, I mean, like, Rossella, if you want to do a question?
Oh, yes. Well, apart from asking you something about the day we have spent together today, some feedback, we would really like to know something more specific about stereotypes about Italians when you came here. So there was a match or a mismatch. How did you pictures living here?
Stereotypes, so it would be like a pasta, pizza, senorita, belladonna, and all of this stuff people are always talking about. But as for me, I was expecting to see a very beautiful country with a hospital, people with a nice hospitality, and I saw it, and as it was expected, in my case, it's very tasty.
That's very nice. Actually, just let me, give me a second, because I want to make to our director, he has to do like his usual stuff.
Woo!
Come on, don't be shy, Nicola. Anyway, and...
Okay, other stereotypes, Paul?
Well, I know Italy a little bit. I don't have already stereotypes that I used to have like maybe 15 years ago, but... Well, it's a nice country, sunny with very rich cultural heritage, and let's say that Italians are joyful French.
And you have mentioned the gesture. Is it matching or not, the gesture? We always do that. I think that's a good stereotype. I mean, it matches the reality. In order to deliver the message, we use this kind of gesture. It helps us.
It's not a stereotype.
It's true.
It's not a stereotype. Actually, I want to ask you that. I want to make you a last question. Like, so it's your first time in Italy?
No, I've been in Italy.
Okay,
before.
And for you,
in my case, it's first time.
It's your first time. Did you? I mean, you're still here. So I mean, do you like your experience here?
Yeah,
like,
and I would stay actually after project, and I would be hitchhiking somewhere around Italy, so yeah. I would get more experience.
And actually, then probably we're gonna collaborate as like AS and Perugia, and then AS and Stockholm. You know?
No, I won't go back to Stockholm. I would go to Ukraine, but I hope to see it, to have lots of adventures.
Don't worry. Anyway, we are going to collaborate in some way. So, guys, let's go with another music.
Some breeze blocks. Shitters in your fever, scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the waffles go? They go along to take your honey. Way down how we build our breakfast and say my love, my love.
Eccoci di nuovo ragazzi a questa puntata di Jet Lag. Siamo ancora qua con un nuovo gruppo di ragazzi che appunto, come abbiamo già detto, vengono da diverse parti d'Europa, e in questo momento lasciatemi introdurre Ruta direttamente dall'Estonia e Jacob e Daniel direttamente da Malta. And so let's get back with the English language, and so welcome.
Tere, hello from Estonia.
Yeah. Lovely. Jacob.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Salam alaikum.
Yeah, because actually, guys, you in Malta, you speak also Arabic, yeah?
Kind of. It's a mix of Arabic, Italian, English.
And then we're going to speak about that. But let's start from with Ruda. And
yes, we were talking about medias in general. So as this project focuses on media literacy, I want to ask you a question about independent medias in Europe. How do you think we have independent medias in Europe or not? And how much, how many independent medias we have?
Actually, it's not easy question because many medias and newspapers and broadcasting companies tell that they are free. And actually, there are many index and statistic about freedom of media around the world. But, you know, it's statistic and real life. Sometimes it's the same, sometimes not the same. Unfortunately, even in our country, which actually is quite good in this statistic, we have a lot of free media in Estonia, and we are proud of this. I cannot tell that all who would like to speak out can find a place to express opinion. And, of course, mainstream media is more about politics and big corporations and interests and money, business. So your radio, it's really one of very good examples, college radio, who can be free and do whatever you want and what you decide, not Big Brother or someone who really run media around the world. So, yes, it's interesting question, and we can go deeper and deeper. Yeah. So it's not... question for 1 minute.
Definitely, absolutely. My fear is that sometimes medias, just because they want to sell the news, talk only about things that are, I don't know, that can be expendable on monetary basis. So the fact is they are not focusing on something that maybe is important but is not commercial. They can't sell it. So this is, they are free maybe, but they focus only on money. So that's a problem.
That's true, because I had experience that actually owners of newspaper, they don't care about articles and news. They are interested in advertising and how much money will bring this newspaper, but not what actually... what people and journalists are writing. So, yeah, it's around the world like this. So money around the world.
Oh, definitely.
And other thing, what really is pity, that even some media have position as a free media, all different political parties are behind. And it's very difficult to find how they manipulate public opinion. And actually our project here is about this, how to read critically media texts in mainstream media and also in social media to understand how media manipulate public opinion.
Definitely, absolutely. This is absolutely interesting, and this is not, of course, the first project you have held. So can you tell us something about the previous project you have made in Estonia?
One of media project we organized in October last year, 2016, and we had participants from 12 European and partner countries. I mean European from European Union, and also we had partner countries, Russia, Ukraine, and Georgia. And the main topic was conflicts. So we analyzed media from position like conflict between Georgia and Russia, Russia, Ukraine. And also we had refugees from Holland and Germany. They came from Syria to these countries, and they share their experience with media and from personal life. One told how were imprisoned twice and how spent 3 months in prison. So it was media and real life, how they are going together. And we had really very nice discussion. It was a project for youth workers. And they then became really multipliers of new gained skills and knowledge, because they came with this true information from people to their countries back. And actually this was the main aim for us as organizers to analyze not only text, but to analyze people's stories. Because actually life stories and storytelling in our project are very, very important. And we try here in Italy during this training course in Perugia also to use our personal experience and to share best we have and to learn from people what actually happened in their organizations, countries and personal life.
Ruta, just a last question, and then we're gonna pass with the guys with from Daniel and Jakob. I want to make you this question. Like you said earlier that in Estonia you have many like free media, you know, and you're proud of this. In Italy, for example, like the Freedom House, that is a famous organization, says that Italy basically what is concerned the fact that is not free. It says that we are in the 70, like 80 position. I mean, we are very down in the. Yeah, exactly. So, what about you know the rate about Estonia? I don't know.
We are on the top.
We are on the top.
I cannot tell exactly the position at the moment, but we always are in the top, and it's because actually the country is very small. And we became independent once again in 1991. And journalists are new people who studied in Tartu University mostly and in Tallinn University. And actually, yes, and it is possible in small country where transparency is very good and people can criticize media and politicians. It is easier than in Italy, for example, to create freedom in media because actually media has quite a big influence on political and economical life. If journalist is writing something bad about some company, it's really very, very dangerous for this business. So they can change directors or staff and the same about politics. So actually media is like fourth power in Estonia and it's very good. And young journalists are coming from universities. They really know how to do their job and we are proud of that.
Yeah, that's very cool. And then let's pass with Jakob and Daniel. Estonia is quite small, but Malta is even smaller, actually. And do you want to... We're talking about media. What about the media in Malta? Because I think it's very little and I think it's very... As it is easy to... I mean, to manipulate, not manipulate, to use it and to create a media, but also I think it's very difficult as well to create opinion, a public opinion. I don't know how can... I don't know if you understood my question, actually.
Yeah,
how do you see your media and do you think it's very... easy to use the media in
Malta. The
in Malta.
Media is split into two, mainly the two political parties. They just try to obviously influence the people to go to vote their way. But nowadays we're seeing an influx of amateur journalists which put their opinion on something which shouldn't really be in the public because social media like Facebook can influence a lot of people and some people just hear something and repeat it like it's like the game of telephone. Do you do it when you were young? Like the message gets so blurry from one person to the other that becomes a totally completely different message.
Yeah, and is there like according to you there is there like liberty of freedom of speech? I mean, yeah, of media, I mean.
On the social media, yes, because of these blogs that people write. But people tend to take it rather offensive and take other people to court. And it's not healthy for the country to,
yeah, of course,
people always argue and take other people to court. Just a circle.
Yeah, it's just a circle. Anyway, we are gonna get in a break. So let's put the music, Nicola. Thank you. Benvenuti amici di nuovo a questa puntata di Radiofonica di, con Jetlag. Siamo a quest'ultima parte che ormai siamo appunto in chiusura e quest'ultima parte la dedichiamo un po' proprio al progetto e diciamo ai coordinatori di questo progetto che si chiama Talents e che quindi per la parte italiana ovviamente, che appunto prima abbiamo introdotto Paul, che invece era per la parte straniera, per la parte francese. Detto questo, lasciatemi introdurre Federico, Angelo e Letizia. Benvenuti.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Allora ragazzi, iniziamo con te, con Federico. Allora, vuoi parlarci un attimo di questo progetto Talents, che tra l'altro appunto collabora con questa agenzia di comunicazione che si chiama Superfici 8?
Quindi... Sì, infatti Superfici 8 è il partner in questo progetto internazionale per quanto riguarda la media literacy. Superfici 8 è un'agenzia di comunicazione, di marketing e di formazione. Infatti in questo contesto vi è il nostro progetto, il progetto di Talents. Talents è un progetto volto per i giovani per far scoprire all'interno di loro stessi quello che possono fare, nel senso il talento che è in loro.
Che possono scoprire? Insomma.
Sì, 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 infatti con il nostro coach Pierluigi Ciarapica noi facciamo degli eventi, di solito di quattro, una serie di quattro incontri che sono dei percorsi esperienziali nei quali ognuno racconta le proprie esperienze, viene guidato nel capire quali sono le sue attitudini, quali sono i suoi valori che li guida e quindi nel trovare una via che possa aiutarlo nel mondo del lavoro e nel mondo della vita personale. E noi facciamo parte di questo Talents. Ognuno di noi in piccola parte è cresciuto in questo percorso e ha scoperto qualcosa di più.
Esatto, allora ecco che, insomma, se volete dirci le vostre figure, insomma le vostre mansioni all'interno di questo Talents, tu Federico di cosa ti occupi principalmente?
Allora, noi tutte e tre siamo nel team di organizzazione degli eventi e nel team che viene coinvolto, come in questo progetto, in tutte quelle attività che possono essere utili alla società per guadagnare qualcosa in più.
Diciamo, se posso intervenire, che in questo team di sviluppo che si è creato da questi incontri del Talents, Federico ha la figura del coordinatore, io quello di media content, quindi caricare contenuti, fare un pochino i riassunti di questi interventi di volta in volta, e invece la nostra Letizia.
Io sono il Jolly.
È il Jolly, ma
il Jolly
anche,
quindi...
è anche molto importante per quello che è i contenuti linguistici, perché fondamentalmente è la nostra traduttrice ufficiale, nonché ha iniziato con noi dei corsi anche in lingua, proprio per affrancarci meglio nelle comunicazioni, no? E comunque niente, ecco, quindi ringraziamo voi di Radiofonica.
Sì, una cosa, se, visto che siamo in chiusura, una cosa veloce, se volete fare un appello velocissimo a tutti i giovani, tutti gli universitari, insomma.
Allora, state pronti che tra aprile e maggio partirà la nuova edizione del Talents. Quindi occhio alla pagina Facebook Talents e al sito www.talents.it, perché ne vedrete delle belle.
Quindi, ecco ragazzi, non perdete questa grande opportunità. Noi Radiofonica, da me, Cristian e da Rossella,
vi diamo appuntamento direttamente la prossima settimana con un'altra fantastica puntata di Jetlag. Chissà dove vi porteremo, lo scoprirete solo seguendoci.
Solo vivendo. No.
Grazie mille.
Grazie a voi ragazzi, grazie a tutti, è stata veramente una bellissima esperienza. Alla prossima.
Radiofonica.com